So here's a relatable math problem for you. Take away 6 years of sleep for each child you have. Yep, that's right. According to a new study, parents lose around 6 years worth of sleep when a new child enters their lives, which means that even after the child settles into a sleep routine, parents have difficulty going back to healthy sleeping habits. Ah, God, this is the most relatable story I think I've ever covered on this program. Dr. Moira Junger is a health psychologist from the Sleep Health Foundation. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you, Patricia.
So how many years of sleep have you lost?
Well, according to that, 18 years and counting. But I think we have to, for the listeners, put it into context that the report, which was done over several years, was self-report, and it looked at nearly 5,000 people in Germany, in fact, and asked them once a year to rate their sleep, in a, you know, 1 to 10, and asked them, you know, how many hours they think they're getting. And I think, even though it sounds really overstated, the six years losing of your life, the actual data looked at that men reported only losing 13 minutes of sleep per night in those first few months, and women reported only like 1 hour different to their prenatal self. So I thought that was extraordinarily understated. I would say that mine went from, you know, 8 or 9 hours down to 4 or something like that. So what's interesting is that the vigilance that can, you can, you know, people who are new parents or new puppy owners, like, you've got this responsibility for...
New puppy owners. I like how you did that. Yes.
Well, I guess the listeners who, you know, who may not have children yet or never going to have children, just to put into context of that, or being on guard at a, you know, whether in your one of your professions as well, that you're actually meant to be working through the night and listening out for someone that needs you and being able to respond appropriately and in a timely fashion. And then when the baby starts to sleep through, clearly, mostly in the first year or so, most babies start to have a bit, you know, a bit more of a rhythm. You'd expect it in after, say, 3 or 4 months, some kind of pattern coming in. But people often report, I saw someone today clinically who hasn't slept well, and she's in her 50s, and talked about when her baby was born. So it certainly was at least 12 years ago. And you just reported that earlier. You mentioned that too. And so it's not uncommon for people to feel that they go into this new zone of being quite vigilant and being hyper-aroused when there's actually no need to do so anymore. And it's sleep-specific sort of insomnia or anxiety can pursue. Or people can sleep fine. They say, look, I do sleep, but I just don't feel as refreshed or restored as I used to. So it's really important for people to actually really think about getting good quality sleep, asking for help when they can, between the two, the partners, if they're presumably, hopefully in most cases, there is a partner or a good friend or someone that can support the new mother who's recovering from birth herself, to actually have some assistance at night and get some sleep, get the sleep around the clock when the baby naps, to actually jump into bed and try and get a 20-minute nap if you can or more. Most people would say, oh, look, I heard all that and I can't do it. I can't nap during the day. I never have, never will. You might have, were you in that category?
Oh, yeah.
And I think too, I mean, professional women like you too, like often, you know, educated, really driven, really high expectations of themselves. It's really important for people to remember that it's very, very normal. The babies are going to need you a lot in their early weeks and months, if not years. And to normalise that, and to just, for us as a society and for workplaces and for all of us, to just have a bit more respect for that and understanding that people are quite sleep deprived, but it's normal and to be expected, but to have some have flexible work hours and to really support each other as partners and friends and family members. It takes a village to raise a child, so they say, and we should all, you know, be really mindful of that.
So essentially this study found parents have trouble going back to their good sleeping habits. So it's not just, you know, of course, new parents. We all know new parents are just like ruined at the start. Yeah. You know, that's accepted. But yeah. I think it's the longer term nature that seems surprising to me and perhaps our listeners.
Yeah, and it's not surprising to me in that's, I suppose, as a clinician working with sleep a lot, that's what we see that quite a bit. And we also see it in, I mean, it's as extreme as like a post-deployment, so someone who, they'll come back and they're no longer needing to be vigilant and alert, but they still are. So similarly, parents can actually, it can get under your skin that you feel like you need to be alert, looking out, as you said, looking out for kids, are they safe, are they well, do they need me? And I think... we just, if that's, it often can be personality related, that you just, you have a really high care factor, very high in empathy, very hardworking, very conscientious. And so if that's the case, to actually sort of work on that and work on being, trying to reduce your hyperarousal, trying to let go and relax as much as you can in the pre-sleep period, trying to switch off, you know, from work and switch off from your devices and emails and all that sort of stuff, and go perhaps as hard as you can on the other things, like good diet, minimal booze, exercise, and all those things which are always so hard to fit in, but they're the staples. They're the staples of good mental and physical health. So knowing that in those moments, maybe these early years, even if it's, yeah, not the months, but even the early years, that it will eventually get better. Like, people have to have that confidence, like the person I'm speaking to today, like, I know that it'll, just in a few sessions we'll be able to work through a lot of that stuff and she can let go of that vigilance. It's not required anymore.
Say goodbye to vigilance. Hey, yeah. Dr. Junger, thank you so much for your time.
No worries. Thank you very much.
Dr. Moira Junger is a health psychologist specialising in sleep from the Sleep Health Foundation.